Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
I proudly rise in support, presented Bill 555.
Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's long spoke now. Well, Monday. It is the final Monday of the 80th Nevada legislature. They will gavel out sometime before midnight tonight. Normally, they take it right up to midnight. They're going to try and get as much done as they can. One thing they did yesterday... they approved, at least on the Senate side, in fact, they approved both in the Senate and the Assembly, the education budget. We have a weird thing written into the Constitution here in the state of Nevada that requires that the first budget to be passed is the education budget. Noble, yet sometimes it gets in the way of some of the other things going on. Anyway, they passed in both houses the education budget, which raises the per pupil contribution to education from $5,800 to $6,200. Now, what did they do to make that work? Does this mean they're cutting into the rainy day budget? Probably. We'll get to that. One of the Republicans, by the way, in both houses, the education budget passed unanimously, including on the Senate side, a conservative Republican by the name of James Settlemyer. Let's go to James Settlemyer yesterday on the floor of the state Senate.
I proudly rise in support for Senate Bill 555. You know, we have one job here. I remember one of my colleagues, and when I was in their house, he's no longer here, so I think I can use his name, Conklin said, we have one job here, and that's to pass the budget. And the citizens put forth a constitutional amendment under Article 11, Section 6, saying it has to be, the education budget has to pass out first. So in that respect, having been the first time going through the Money Committee, I thank the chair for all the time that we took on the education budget. And it was fascinating that by the time we're all said and done, for Clark County, and some people say, well, being a rural legislature, why do you talk about Clark County so much? Well, considering they make up 68% of the students, that's why. But the fact that the DSA is going to go to 6,067 a student compared to their estimated number of 5,863 is a $204 delta, times the number of students we heard about of 325,005.31, which I thought was fascinating to have that discussion. You multiply that out, we will be successfully adding at least $66 million to Clark County's education budget next session, or next year. And then if their enrollment goes up or down, more or less that next year. So in that respect, I think we've done a tremendous job in covering that what some people felt was a shortfall or not enough. The reality is, in my opinion, let's face it, if they're your kids, there's never enough money to try to properly educate your children. But that's part of the problem. There is only a certain amount of money. But with that, I rise in support of Senate Bill 555. Thank you, Madam President.
James Settlemyer, Northern Nevada gentleman rancher, and the minority leader, who, by the way, supported SB 555, the education budget. I want to get to one other piece of sound before we go to break. And this is Judge Jeanine Pirro. I absolutely love her. For those of you that don't know, she does a weekend show on Fox. And I always find in her opening monologue at least something that makes a lot of sense. And in fact, over the weekend, she knows why. This is cut 7, by the way. She knows why Robert Mueller had to make a public statement in addition to the 438 pages of the Mueller report. She knows why this happened. Give a listen.
The Democrats are desperate. They need Mueller to shake things up so they can rally the troops around impeachment. Think about it. What do the Democrats offer other than all things anti-Trump?
We did not, however, make a determination as to whether the president did commit a crime.
And why the heck not? What did you and your gang of Trump-hating, Hillary-loving lawyers do for 2 years? He uses as an excuse that he couldn't indict because the Office of Legal Counsel guidelines says you cannot indict a sitting president. Yet even unflappable Attorney General Bill Barr took offense to that one.
Special Counsel Mueller stated three times to us in that meeting, in response to our questioning, that he emphatically was not saying that but for the OLC opinion, he would have found obstruction. We did not understand exactly why the special counsel was not reaching a decision. And when we pressed him on it, he said that his team was still formulating the explanation.
Still formulating an explanation as to why you didn't reach a decision on obstruction? Are you stupid? You had 2 years to think about that one. And he did not. Instead, he punted. And now Mueller wants to come out and say, look, we never said he didn't. We simply couldn't make a decision because he's a sitting president. Folks, that's baloney. What was the point of this investigation in the first place? What did you do for 2 years, Bob? You could have reached a conclusion without charging by simply stating your conclusion or your opinion. And by the way, when did you know there was no collusion? Did you know that before the midterms? You could have shut the whole thing down. But then again, it was a major help to the Democrats now, wasn't it? And you're helping them yet again. So let's recap. Neither the president nor anyone on the Trump campaign colluded with Russia. You couldn't make a decision on obstruction, and by law, the attorney general and deputy attorney general had to do so. So who the hell asked you this week to come out and muddy the waters like Jim Comey did in 2016? I guess we now have a competition between holier-than-thou Jim Comey and mixed-up Monsignor Mueller, both members of the choir of never-Trumpers in the Church of the Demon Rats, because that's what this is all about. Nothing more and nothing less.
I love Judge Jeanine. She is so to the point. Coming up after the break, one Republican member of the House, a significant one, Jim Jordan, he's on the House Judiciary Committee. He's the ranking member there. He has some thoughts on Robert Mueller testifying before the House Judiciary Committee or other committees. And he'll get into some of the questions that he would have for Robert Mueller. We'll get to that more coming up. My name is Kevin Wall. It is Monday. It is live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel truck. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
Let Sam Peters make sure you have the insurance protection you need at a price you can afford. To get a quote today, call Sam at 702-870-4000. That's 870-4000. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Here's Chuck Hutton from Sahara Motors with a message every businessman should hear.
For 8 years, we have offered the Ken Cleaver Special to anybody that comes in, and you'd be amazed at the number of people that still come in, and once the deal's all set and done, go, oh, by the way, what about our Ken Cleaver Special? And they automatically get that additional $100. I really appreciate all your hard work.
And the only place that Ken Cleaver Special is offered is right here on this radio station. And let's face it, if we're bringing people into Sahara Motors in Ely from all over the state, wouldn't you like to invite people into your business? You want to invite nice people with money to come spend money with you? Then give us a call, 775-293-1875, or you can email us, NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com. Invite more business into your business. Do business with this radio station. We'll be glad to help you. Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
Across the state of Nevada, it is Live and Local Now. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out right now, 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. I promised you I'd let you hear one of the more influential members of the House of Representatives on the Republican side. He is Jim Jordan, a congressman from Ohio. He is on the House Judiciary Committee, and he was on yesterday with George Stephanopoulos. He said that he has plenty of questions for Robert Mueller if Mueller ends up testifying. Here it is.
You just said you wanted to hear from Robert Mueller, so you believe he should testify?
I mean, that's up to Jerry Nadler. I know this. I got questions for him. I think the one question most Americans want to know, when did you first learn there was no obstruction, or excuse me, no collusion? The central charge of Bob Mueller, his central task was to find if there was any collusion between the Trump campaign
Actually,
and Russia.
Actually, he says he didn't look at collusion. That's not what he said. When he spoke in his report, it says very clearly he didn't examine that question. What he did say is that he could not establish a conspiracy between the Trump campaign and Russia.
So when did you know there was no conspiracy, no coordination, no, call it what you want. Those have been interchangeable for the last 2 years. So when did you know there was no conspiracy between the Trump campaign and Russia? We knew when we deposed Jim Comey. When we deposed Jim Comey, he said all the way up until the day he was fired, May 9th, 2017. And that was after 10 months of the FBI investigating him. That was after putting Azra Turk next to George Papadopoulos. That was after using the dossier to spy on the Trump campaign via Carter Page. So after 10 months, if they couldn't establish collusion, how long did it take Bob Mueller? And if you learned this early on, why did you wait almost 2 years before you told the country that there was no conspiracy between the Trump campaign and Russia to influence the election? After all, that was your central focus, your central task of this entire special counsel investigation. So that's a question I think the whole country has for Bob Mueller.
He didn't bring an indictment of Roger Stone until the end of the process. You don't know that he had reached that conclusion early.
But I do know what Jim Comey told us, and he said after 10 months of the FBI looking into this, they had no evidence of any type of coordination, conspiracy, or collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia to impact the 2016 election. So after 10 months, he didn't know. How long did it take Bob Mueller with 19 lawyers, most of them were Democrats who were out to get the president, how long did it take him to figure that out?
Good point. Good questions. And by the way, I'd like to get the answer to those questions, too. Don't think we ever will. Sad but true. Mick Mulvaney, the president's chief of staff, was on with Chris Wallace. And I want you to hear how Chris Wallace didn't try to beat it out of him, but he certainly took great pains to try and get the answer to the question on the USS John McCain inquiry. Did somebody during the president's trip to Japan try to keep the McCain out of sight during the president's visit, knowing that the president never liked John McCain? And by the way, it's one of the few times, if you go to the end of the interview, that you hear Chris Wallace speechless. Here it is, Mick Mulvaney yesterday, Fox News Sunday. This is Cut 5.
Finally, during the president's trip to, or actually before he went to Japan, the White House military office sent this email to the Navy, and I want to read it. USS John McCain needs to be out of sight. Once the story became public, here was the president's reaction.
Now, somebody did it because they thought I didn't like him, okay? And they were well-meaning, I will say. I didn't know anything about it. I would never have done that.
Two questions, and I got about 30 seconds for you. What does the president mean it was well-meaning? And second, have you, as White House Chief of Staff, determined how it was that somebody in the military office in the White House decided it would be a good idea to hide the ship that is in honor of an American war hero?
All right, in the 15 seconds you left me out of your 30, the president didn't know about it. I didn't know about it. Look, literally hundreds of people are involved in moving the president overseas. The president's feelings about the former senator are well known. The fact that a low-level person might have asked the question shouldn't surprise anybody. We think it's much ado about nothing.
Will somebody in the White House be disciplined?
For what? For asking an innocuous question about that? No. Does someone get disciplined at Fox News for saying that so-and-so doesn't want to sit next to so-and-so at a meeting? No. Again, this is a minor issue that we think the media is trying to make into a larger matter.
Well, let me just say, to pursue it, that the Pentagon chief, Shanahan, had his chief of staff call the White House to say that the Pentagon must not be politicized. So apparently, Patrick Shanahan doesn't think it's a minor idea.
But again, nothing happened because of it. Someone asked a question during the preparation for a trip. Again, if you understood how many people were involved in this, you understand the number of folks who could have asked this question. And if a 23 or 24-year-old person says, look, is it really a good idea for this ship to be in the background? That is not an unreasonable question to have, and it's certainly not something that takes up 2 minutes of national television on Sunday.
Well, all right. Thank you, Mick. Thank you for your time. Always good to talk with you, sir. Please come back.
Thanks, Chris.
It's not often that you leave Chris Wallace speechless. Hey, this hour of Live and Local now brought to you by Sam Peters, my buddy at Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation and ranks in the top 10% of Allstate agents nationally. Auto, home, life, and retirement. Call Sam right now for a free review of your insurance. Call him right now, would you please? 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000. Regardless of where you live across the state of Nevada, Sam Peters would love to talk to you. Oh, my gosh. I just looked at the clock. Do you know what time it is?
It's time for Nevada Voices.
Hi, I'm Daniel Hontrew, Senior Policy Analyst for Nevada Policy. When the Nevada legislature is in session, there are a lot of special interests trying to tell lawmakers how to spend your tax dollars. Lobbyists, labor unions, cronies from all industries, they're all in Carson City trying to get a piece of your hard-earned money. So, who's speaking on behalf of you, on behalf of taxpayers? That's why this year, Nevada Policy is on the ground in Carson City. I'm here, in the legislature, making sure that real Nevadans, taxpayers, parents, and business owners have a voice this session. It's more important than ever that we take an active role this year. That's why Nevada Policy is getting more involved and making it easier for you to get involved as well. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to track the bills we're watching and to stay up to date about how lawmakers are trying to spend your money. Be sure to visit Nevada Policy's online legislative tracker to follow the issues that matter the most at NevadaPolicy.org. That's NevadaPolicy.org, because someone has to speak for taxpayers this session.
Let me give you a quick roadmap of what's ahead. Victor Jakes will join us top of the hour. He is the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. He'll join us in studio here in Southern Nevada. Also, we'll take you to Northern Nevada just after 11 o'clock. Karen England from the she is the executive director of the Nevada Family Alliance. We are down to the final hours of the 80th Nevada Legislature. What will happen? What will the legislature do? There are a lot of bills still hanging fire, many of them being followed by the Nevada Family Alliance. We'll find out what's going on there coming up in just a little bit. In fact, Karen England will join us just after 11 o'clock. In the meantime, you'll hear from Cory Booker. S.E. Cupp, I think, is a rising star on CNN. She doesn't have the classic look of a CNN anchor, but that's okay. You'll hear from her, though, relative to the Virginia Beach massacre. Yeah, there's a lot of that that we'll have. Also, a guy that I think is a rising star for the Republicans, John Kennedy, a senator from Louisiana, plain spoken. I love him. We'll hear from him as well. I'm Kevin Wall, the program live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
Hey, down here, it's your tummy talking. I got a message from your taste buds. It's time to go to Taco Time, especially right now, because they're bringing back those delicious cilantro lime bowls you like so much. Remember, with juicy pork carnitas or tender seasoned chicken piled high with fresh ingredients and topped with avocado ranch dressing. Mm-mm, yummy for the tummy. Take it from me, I should know.
Listen to your tummy. Get a cilantro lime bowl at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump visiting historic Westminster Abbey in London at this hour after placing a wreath at the tomb of the unknown warrior. Earlier today, Queen Elizabeth gave the Trumps a tour of parts of Buckingham Palace. News photographers capturing the group viewing the Queen's vast royal collection of gifts and historical memorabilia. The President and First Lady also had a private lunch with the Queen as they begin a 3-day state visit. After considering challenging President Trump in 2020 for the White House nomination, Republican Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says he's made his final decision, tweeting that he appreciates the encouragement from people around the nation who urged him to run, but he says he won't be a candidate and will instead focus on his second term as governor of Maryland. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Another win at Pocono gives Joe Gibbs Racing 9 out of 14 on the season so far. I'm Woody Kane, and this is the Monday Morning Race Recap on the Motor Racing Network.
3, 2, 1. The Firekeepers Casino 400, Sunday, June 9th at Michigan International Speedway. NASCAR's most entertaining track. There's tons to do with the whole family, like camping, live music, fireworks, and more. Tickets for as low as $39. Admission for kids under 12 is half price with a free pit pass courtesy of Henry Ford Allegiance Health. Michigan International Speedway. You don't get it until you get here. Visit mispeedway.com for tickets.
Four fresh tires on the last pit stop at Pocono Raceway Sunday helped propel Kyle Busch to his fourth victory of the season. He was also one of the few drivers able to make passes on the outside.
I didn't think anybody else was really doing it, and I figured I might as well give it a shot. And I got behind Boyer there on that restart, and I'm like, oh, man, here we go. We're just going to ride here. You know, this isn't what I needed. And I came off of turn two really good with a head of steam. I kind of shallowed entry a little bit, and Boyer wanted to go low early in order to block, and I just put it to the outside and just drove it off in there to get alongside of him. I felt like once I got alongside of him, then him and I could race it out on exit. And that was what got us the lead. That's what got us the track position. That's what got us out front to be able to control the rest of the race.
The victory was the 55th in the Cup Series for Busch, tying him for 9th all-time with Hall of Famer Rusty Wallace. Brad Keselowski, Eric Jones, Chase Elliott, and Clint Boyer finished 2nd through 5th. Next up, the Firekeepers Casino 400 at Michigan International Speedway, Sunday. Airtime is 1 p.m. Eastern. This has been the Monday Morning Race Recap by MRN. Stay up to date with NASCAR all the time at MRN.com. I'm Woody Kane on the Motor Racing Network.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
So good to have you with us. It is Monday. It is Live and Local Now. I've had a lot of folks reach out to me via social media, via phone, via text, about what to do during the summer across the state of Nevada. And that's when I always say, hey, best idea, reach out to Escape Adventures. Are you and your family looking for an extended outdoor experience this summer? Well, then check out Escape Adventures. Owner Jared Fisher and the pros at Escape Adventures can provide you, your family, even your business with a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Find out more at escapeadventures.com. That's escapeadventures.com. Okay. I promised I'd let you hear from a guy that I believe is a rising star in the Republican Party. He is a U.S. Senator, first-term U.S. Senator. But every time I hear him on TV, on radio, on C-SPAN, every time I hear this guy, he's saying something in a language I can understand.
in terms I can understand. For instance, he was on yesterday with Margaret Brennan on Face the Nation. And he had some free advice, some pro bono advice for Democrats when it comes to impeachment. You know how there's been a lot of talk, not just the 18 or 20 or 30 members of the House that are hell-bent on impeachment, but others in the Democrat Party that have an opinion one way or another. Yes, let's go for it. No, let's don't. Let's wait and see. This was pro bono advice from John Kennedy, the senator, first-term senator from Louisiana. Here it is.
The next step in this, Margaret, my Democratic friends have got to make a decision on impeachment. Now, I think impeachment will be a Sisyphean task. It'll be tough going in the Senate. Impeachment polls right up there with skim milk among the American people. But my advice to my Democratic friends is, if you want to do it, go hard or go home. You know, if you want to do it, go to Amazon online, buy a spine, and do it. But go hard or go home. If you're not going to do it, then let us get back to work.
Well,
I hate to waste a year and a half.
Understood. But in terms of moving on from the Mueller report, you have the attorney general say he's not ready to move on when it comes to the question of the origins of the counterintelligence probe itself, which, to be clear, was opened after a Trump campaign aide, George Papadopoulos, had some contact with Russians discussing stolen information from Hillary Clinton. So do you support the attorney general's probe here into the origins of the investigation itself?
Yes. And let's look at the facts. Forget the spin. In the 2016 election, the FBI, maybe the CIA, and the Department of Justice decided to investigate both presidential candidates, Secretary Clinton and then nominee President Trump. Now, that's pretty breathtaking. And arguably, those investigations had an impact on the election. I don't know whether they did or didn't. I don't know how you'd prove it. But that's a pretty serious step by the FBI and the Justice Department. I'd like to know why they did it. I do believe there were some people, small handful of people, at those agencies that acted on their political beliefs, either for Trump or for Clinton, or against Trump or against Clinton. And I don't want to see it happen again. I don't see the harm in looking at the facts. In fact, I've asked the president to look for every document at the FBI and Justice Department pertaining to the 2016 election and the investigations, properly redact them, and let the American people see them. American people will figure it out if you let them see the facts.
Oh, I love that. John Kennedy, plain spoken. I love the way he talks. Let's see. Larry Hogan. I don't know if you caught the news this morning. Larry Hogan, the governor of Maryland, is not going to run for president. And the crowd loves it, by the way. Yet another presidential wannabe going by the boards. By the way, you're going to start seeing this. We are not going to be at 24 candidates for president as Joe Biden continues to suck all the political oxygen out of the air. I'll give you a like, for instance, a guy that I don't think is going to be around long. Let's go to cut one, because Cory Booker was on with Jake Tapper, State of the Union, yesterday. And Jake Tapper, to his credit, pressed him on this. You know, the whole notion of, you know, when it comes to gun control, somebody explain to me, how do these 24 Democrat presidential wannabes expect to get anything done on gun control when Barack Obama had 8 years, many of them, I imagine, and I'm just guessing on this, after Sandy Hook? You know, where little children were gunned down. what was it, 20 children and 6 adults were all gunned down at Sandy Hook. And yet, you know, Obama had 8 years to deal with this and could not. So what makes him think after Virginia Beach, after 1 October, that things would be any different? This was Cory Booker yesterday with Jake Tapper.
The Obama-Biden administration, you're proposing something very bold in your words, far-reaching, certainly. President Obama, Vice President Biden, they were not able to get even modest gun control measures through Congress when they were in office after Sandy Hook. So my question for you is, how are you going to do it? Even if you're elected president, you might not have a veto-proof majority in the House and the Senate. And if you do have that, you might have a lot of Democratic members who come from states where gun rights are very important, such as Montana. How will you be able to get something passed where Obama and Biden were not able to?
Well, this echoes to me of the civil rights movement, where civil rights legislation passed time and time again. The longest filibuster in the Senate was Strom Thurmond's trying to stop civil rights legislation from happening. And people said it couldn't be done, that there were states that were standing firmly against it. But you know what happened is we had leaders that called to the moral imagination of our country, called to the conscience of our nation, built the kind of coalitions necessary to tear down segregation. And so here we have a nation that has untold levels of carnage and violence and shootings every single day, suicides, 90 to 100 people dying every single day. I believe that just because we've failed in the past doesn't mean we will fail in the future. I believe it takes grit and fight and will. And we can muster that in the United States to do common sense things that do not take away people's Second Amendment rights. The only people that should be afraid of the kind of legislation I'm pushing are gun runners, criminals, and the corporate gun lobby.
Thank you for playing. Should we or should we not follow the advice of the galactically stupid?
There you go. That explains that one. We're going to take a quick break. A quick look ahead. Victor Jakes, 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. He's been following what's going on in Carson City. We are down to the final hours, by the way, of the 80th Nevada Legislature. They will gavel out sometime before midnight tonight. And a lot of times they go right up to midnight. I've seen some state legislatures, by the way, where in order to get out before midnight, somebody gets up on a ladder and changes the clock, you know, the big ornate clock, to buy them some extra time, pushing back from 11:58 to 11:55 or something like. I mean, I've seen that happen in state houses around the country. I don't know that that's happened here. Anyway, stick around. More to do. My name is Kevin Wall. The program live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook. And its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you, and I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls, and other than my wife and 2 babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit, and 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates on the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For nearly 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you hear us on 98.5 FM, KNNT. In Hawthorne, Nevada, over 98.7 FM, KAVB. In the Amargosa Valley, on 101.1 FM, KPKK. And in Pahrump, we're available on KPBM Television, channel 46.6. And in Fallon, Nevada, we're available on KNVR FM, 102.5 FM. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
I don't care if it rains or freezes, as long as I got my plastic keys riding on the dashboard of my car.
Yes, yes, yes.
I can go 100 miles an hour, as long as I got the almighty power. You don't care for my pair of bunny knives.
Oh, you got to love it. You got to love it. You got to love it. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. In fact, you can do it right now. Check it out right now. 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. SE Cup. She has always been kind of the media equivalent of a legislative backbencher. Doesn't make a lot of waves. Has never been a big ratings draw for any of the networks she's ever worked for. She's been a talking head. Her claim to fame is she's been a talking head on cable news. But yesterday, she said something on CNN that I thought was at least interesting. And it made the cut for today. And again, you know what we do. You know our guarantee to you is if you want to sleep in, if you want to go to church, if you want to, now that the weather's nicer, you want to go out and play a round of golf on a Sunday morning, you can do that. And we'll make sure you don't miss anything important that comes out of the Sunday shows. Meet the Press, This Week with George Stephanopoulos, Fox News Sunday, State of the Union. No, not that show. And we will make sure that we have everything from the Sunday show so you won't miss a thing. This was Essie Cupp. She's a CNN anchor talking about the Virginia Beach massacre and that politicians will never be able to fix what's wrong in America. And I agree with her. Here it is.
A breakdown of civil society, a sickness that we have not figured out how to address. Something is eating us alive from the inside. I don't pretend to have the answers. Politicians, by the way, they don't either. You may think you do. You may think the answer is fewer guns or more guns, more mental health resources, more research, more funding, or a combination of all of that. I don't know, but what I do know is politics is not going to solve this problem. So tonight, politics will have to wait. Other folks can go there. Tonight, we focus on the victims, the survivors in the hospital, the investigation, the unanswered questions, the community that's been torn apart.
Amen to that.
Amen to that as well. The bottom line is, she's right. The politicians do not have an answer to this problem. Nancy Pelosi and Maxine Waters and others may think they have an answer, but they really honestly don't. They honestly do not have it. I will simply say that the most important thing we as Republicans and as conservatives can do is we can make sure that Democrats don't force something down our throats. Similar to what we saw, you know, for instance, the gun registration bill, SB, I think it was 186 or AB 186, that was passed in about a nanosecond in the first couple of weeks of the 80th Nevada legislature, isn't going to solve the problem of gun control. It's not. It's not going to prevent more events like 1 October. It's just not. By the way, I want to recap our top story of the day. Republicans helped Democrats pass an education budget. James Settlemyer, Senate Minority Leader, rose yesterday to support SB 555, and it's the education budget. Here it is.
I proudly rise in support for Senate Bill 555. You know, we have one job here. I remember one of my colleagues when I was in the House, he's no longer here, so I think I can use his name, Conklin, said, we have one job here, and that's to pass the budget. And the citizens put forth a constitutional amendment under Article 11, Section 6, saying it has to be, the education budget has to pass out first. So in that respect, having been the first time going through the Money Committee, I thank the chair for all the time that we took on the education budget. And it was fascinating that by the time we're all said and done for Clark County, and some people say, well, being a rural legislature, why do you talk about Clark County so much? Well, considering they make up 68% of the students, that's why. But the fact that the DSA is going to go to 6,067 a student compared to their estimated number of 5,863 is a $204 delta. Times the number of students we heard about of 325,000 and 5.31, which I thought was fascinating to have that discussion. You multiply that out, we will be successfully adding at least $66 million to Clark County's education budget next session or next year. And then if their enrollment goes up or down, more or less that next year. So in that respect, I think we've done a tremendous job in covering that what some people felt was a shortfall or not enough. The reality is, in my opinion, let's face it, if they're your kids, there's never enough money to try to properly educate your children. But that's part of the problem. There is only a certain amount of money. But with that, I rise in support of Senate Bill 555. Thank you, Madam President.
Okay, that's James Settlemyer, the minority leader of the 80th Nevada legislature. And I'm just going to tell you, I could be really wrong on this. if it does give $60+ million to Clark County, they needed $120 million, they said, to give the 3% pay raises and the 2% merit raises that are in this budget. It may well be that there is still a budget shortfall. We'll have to wait and see how this all plays out at the end of the day. And by the end of the day, I mean 12 midnight, when the legislature closes down, as they call it, sine die. It means at the end, at the very end of the legislature. By the way, one of the things we like to do, and they've done a great job. They've done a really phenomenal job of covering the 80th Nevada legislature for us and with us. John Zarpolis is the president of NPRI, Nevada Policy Research Institute. They've been a part, a very vocal part, of our Nevada Voices program. Here it is.
It's time for Nevada Voices.
I'm John Zarpolis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. Nevada Policy has been following legislative session closely, and we've been letting you know what bills you, as a taxpayer and a citizen, should be worried about. We're doing more than simply watching what happens in Carson City. We're making sure that taxpayers, citizens, and individuals have a voice. But we can't do it on our own. We depend on our partners throughout Nevada, individuals, parents, and taxpayers who donate to our cause and support our mission. It's because of the generosity of our supporters that we're able to give a voice to taxpayers and fight for freedoms we hold dear. Visit NevadaPolicy.org/donate and partner with us today. Together, we can make sure that government lobbyists and insiders aren't the only voices heard in Carson City. That's NevadaPolicy.org/donate. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
I will just tell you that, NPR, there's no group in America that covers legislatures better than NPRI. They've been all over it. If you've checked their any of their websites, you know, their bill tracker website is just second to none. So congratulations to NPRI. They once again have done an amazing, amazing job. The president is in the UK meeting with the Queen and Prince Charles and others. Stay with us. The latest on the president's trip to the UK. Oh, and guess what? Victor Jakes will join us. Three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. We'll find out the very latest from Carson City. All that and more coming up live and local now.